I didn't come here with a very majestic, systematic, chronological message here. I came here to share things with us that will cause us to get closer to God. Amen. And I believe that the church has gotten to the point where, as we were even looking at it during the discipleship class, we have now become sign-orientated. We have become sign-conscious, that we misinterpret actions. Praise the Lord. And it is our responsibility as Christians to be more spiritual, because the world in which we are in is being surrounded by people who are more experienced in their actions. And therefore, deception has become part of the fabric of the church. Amen. I said amen. Now, when the disciples were being seen in Antioch, they called them Christians. There is nothing like any other thing than Christians. Then the world decided to break it down into churchgoers. We don't have anything like churchgoers in the Bible. Either you are or you are not. And nobody can justify it better than yourself, because the spirit in us and the spirit of God bear witness that we are the children of God. Amen. We started with the book of 1 Timothy. Let me have the scripture on the screen, please. We said that we are coming to the end of our fast today. And it's a joy. Amen. It's a journey. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's have the scripture. Let's see. I've given it to you already. Amen. God is good all the time. I believe today God will speak to us and we'll understand the mysteries of his purpose. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7 to 9. It said, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders reject, disallowed or rejected, the same is made the head of the cornerstone, and the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Amen. So I want to minister to you briefly that if you have been chosen by God, then your essence of existence is based on your pleasing of the Lord. Amen. So I just want to pick some of the stuff here and just share with you, and I believe God will bless you. To be a Christian, or to be the chosen one, you are peculiar. The word peculiar means different. You are unique. You are idiosyncratic. Amen. A people, one of the mysteries you have to understand is that we fasted and we prayed. And I told you that prayer doesn't change God, it changes you. Praise the Lord. And there are certain things God cannot, if you were told that God can do everything, it is true, but he doesn't do everything for all. Praise the Lord. So if you want to marry to somebody, you want to marry to Mr. A, God can pray for you to get Mr. A, and for another person who will pray will also have an encounter with God. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 55, I just want to share some few scriptures here with you, then we pray. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 10. Praise the Lord. Some people, one of the things you must understand is that at the moment, I am not into the fabric or into those people. I like, when you guys concern it, I don't have a problem with it. But people have taken God for granted, and it makes it look as if God is nothing. God is, he's just what you want him to be. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, God is not what you want him to be. He is who he is. So God is not going to change it because of you. He has got rules and regulations. He's got status. Praise the Lord. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye unto him whilst he is near. Praise the Lord. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly what? Pardon. Let's go to the verse 6. It says, seek, when you look at Matthew chapter 7, don't put this on. When Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 say, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door will open. These are the mysteries that we are told in the scriptures. But God is also saying in Isaiah, he's saying that we should seek the Lord whilst he can be found, which means that there are certain times you can't find him. There are certain times your tears becomes useless. There are certain times your crying, your wailing doesn't impact God. Doesn't make cause the impact you want. How did I find out? The Bible said, Jesus Christ was passing in Jericho, and there was a man called blind Bartimaeus. And the Bible said he heard that Jesus was passing by. He heard that Jesus was passing by. At the time he heard Jesus was passing by, all his customers, his client became useless to him. Because anyone who gave him money, he paid respect, he honored the person, he listened to the person, followed the person's instruction. But immediately he heard that Jesus was passing, the Bible said his attitude changed. And when the people around him, the people around blind Bartimaeus were the people who were giving him money. But at the time he got to understand that Jesus was passing by, the Bible said he screamed. If Jesus, most of the time you have been deceived that you can call God at any time. And there are certain things you were doing before, you were told that stop your job, stop your work, do take this step, God is with you, God will intervene. But you don't take certain silly step if God has not cautioned you to take them. The Bible says blind Bartimaeus never stopped his business until he heard that Jesus was passing by. There are certain decisions you have taken, they were not seasonal decisions. They were decisions that were taken out of context. The Bible said that seek ye the Lord whilst he can be found. And there are times where he can be found. Hallelujah. And when you find him, he said, call. He said what? He said, call ye unto him whilst he is near. That is why I tell people regularly that the whole service, maybe God will not be speaking to us every time out of the service. Or he may not be talking to you throughout the service. There are certain seasons he comes, and when you miss the season, you miss your chance. Therefore, let no man despise you. Let no man deceive you. Maybe the person who is trying to distract you in the course of the service have already taken their blessing, and you are waiting for your time and your season. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, well, there is a time and a season, appointed time for everyone. Now, when it was time for you to receive your blessing, there are times you can be distracted by even your employers. You must understand the season. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that when Elijah and Elisha was walking, it said that what you have asked me, it is difficult. But if you see me go, there is a time if you see me go, that one is for you. You can have it. And there are certain things you asked yesterday, you didn't receive it. That doesn't mean today you can't receive them. Somebody shout amen. It says, seek ye the Lord whilst he can be found. Praise the Lord. And how can we find him? Praise the Lord. On Friday, we got to understand in 1 John chapter 5. Brother Emmanuel, try to lead us in a prayer, and he used 1 John chapter 5. So one thing you must understand is that God is not there for you every time. He's not there for you every time. We must understand the season. Do you remember when the Bible uses expression like God visited them? God visited them. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have the Holy Spirit in us. That is why we must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because he is constantly talking, but there are seasons you hear him. There are times you hear him. Praise the Lord. That is why when you are somebody who hears the voice of God, that is why when you are a prophet, those prophets and stuff, they confuse themselves with the voice of God. A prophet is not somebody who speaks for God. Amen. A prophet is not somebody who speaks for God. If somebody told you that a prophet is the man or the woman who speaks for God, it's a lie. The prophet is the man who listens to God and speaks what God is saying. And sometimes we mistakenly, some pastors, some prophets, some evangelists, teachers, they are sometimes we think because God spoke yesterday, every time. Listen, when God is speaking to you, he speaks to you, you are sensitive, you hear the voice of God. For the fact that I heard the voice of God that came to me through my heart doesn't mean everything that passes through my heart is from God. You must be sensitive, and that is why you can be a bit deceptive. That is why prophets are more, that is why most of the time they spend time with God and fall under the grace of God that they will be able to minister. Because when you are ministering, it doesn't mean that you hear a special voice that comes to you. He speaks through your heart. So if you don't prepare your heart properly, you will receive wrong signals. Praise the Lord. So you must understand there are seasons you have to seek the face of God in a very intensified way. The Bible said that Esther said to Mordecai, I want you this day, I want you to fast and pray for me, then I'll go before the king. If I have this atmosphere around me, then I can go before the king. If you go before the king without the atmosphere around you, you can't enjoy the pleasures of God. Praise the Lord. And I want you to understand that if you are a Christian here under the sound of my voice, God is calling you to a place of intimacy. If this is our year of go ye into the world and preach the gospel, before that happens, you must have a deeper and intense obedience to the voice of God. Radicating the power of fear. Praise the Lord. I was telling somebody during our time of study, I said, there are some things you can never be taught until you experience them. It is experienced, that is what we call experiential knowledge. Praise the Lord. That is why when somebody, a believer, is going through a difficult moment, you don't just judge the person because maybe you've not gone through before. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, it said, this is the confidence that we have in him. Praise the Lord. It's what? A confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his word, his will, he will hear us. If you were told that ask and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, will I cause men to give unto your bosom? Who told you that? There are conditions that are attached to some of the things God said. He said what? He said, this is the confidence that we have in him. For you to... It is very easy I was given this illustration last night. Most Christians don't want to create an atmosphere conducive for God to intervene. When you sow a seed, I'll come to the seed in a minute. If you put a seed in the soil, and the place you put the soil, the seed, is the only place that is fertile, is the only place that has got a nutrient, the plant will die within a space of time. That is why anytime you become spiritual a bit, when you, like this week, we have been entering into a time of fasting and prayer. You become spiritual this week, and the following day we finish with fasting and prayer, and that is it, you finish. Praise the Lord. For you to have the will of God, it is the will of God, it's not with people who eat and drink. It's not with people who are doing things they don't have to do with God. The will of God comes to people who desire for the will of God. Praise the Lord. You can't be clubbing in the morning like me coming to preach here to know the will of God to preach to you. Then I go to clubbing and I come in the morning and I come to stand behind the pulpit and I tell you God is going to do it. I'm going to open the scriptures and share with you. Will it happen? Why is it that early in the morning people can easily send you a message? I don't like those messages, but I take them anyway. Hallelujah. Let nobody fool you that anybody at all can just declare upon your life, God bless you and you are blessed. It's a lie. That nonsense is a lie. God is like telling you go to Tesco and they'll give you free food. Why do we take God for granted as if God is a text message? Somebody sat somewhere, had an encounter with God. Every blessing I've got a name on it, a name tag on it. So somebody wrote a nice prayer for somebody he has prayed and seek the face of God about and send the message to the person, another person. Then you see the text message and send it to your friend. You think it's just easy like that? Does it work like that way? The Bible said, don't even think that there are some of you who mention the name Jesus. When you mention it, nothing happens. Nothing happens. It doesn't cost heaven anything. The Bible said the seven sons of Sceva. The Bible said they went around trying to look for people to deliver them. And the spirit said, who are you? Who are you? Some of us, certain things we declare upon people, the devil should ask us, who are you? Praise the Lord. Christianity is not an occasional visit to something. It is a lifestyle. Praise the Lord. It is a lifestyle you have soaked. It is like when your little boy or little girl decide to pour water on the carpet. And you come in with a mop and you discover that this water has been poured here for about days. It has soaked. It is not a water you can wipe on the surface. The believer is not a believer on the surface. He's deep down rooted in believing. Praise the Lord. That is why it said, they that know their God, they will wax strong. The word wax, when you say wax, you talk about the candlestick. When the candlestick approaches fire, it begins to melt automatically. But it is something that is more than that which eyes have seen, ears have heard. That which is in the domain of the natural. In spite of the heat, there is something supernatural that comes to the wax and it begins to wax strong. Hallelujah. And that is what Brother Edward was talking about. He was talking about a lady who loved the husband so much that no amount of hatred is changing the concept of her mindset. And some of us, the slightest heat causes us to scatter. God is ready. When you read the scriptures, anytime the children of God lock themselves in the place, anytime the children of God convince themselves with the scriptures of God and say that we will not bow, we will not succumb to the things that the worldly people are pushing on us, these are the sort of people who experience the supernatural. Praise the Lord. The third man would never appear to you when you have not yet entered the fire. The third man will only appear to you when you enter the fire. And every now and then you've got friends who tells you that don't enter the fire. God will not put any fire there. Say to your neighbor, it's a lie. Let's go to the book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. If you want to follow God, you got to follow him with all your heart. It's a double, you can't be double-minded. You can't put your leg in and leg out. If you want to be a believer, and that is it. The devil deals with us. He deals with us. When we become lukewarm, it is not the devil dealing with us, it is God dealing with us. He said, well, I will spit you out. Amen. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had war, as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Hallelujah. He said, now these are the nations which the Lord left. There are certain nations God left specifically for treatment, to treat the Israelite. To prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Only that the generation of the children of Israel might know, to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. Hallelujah. There was, when the Israelites were fighting, they fought many wars, but in the space of time, when they were traveling from Egypt to the promised land, the generation that came out, they passed away. So a new generation came, apart from Aaron and Caleb and Joshua. So when they are going to the promised land, the kind of guys who were going to the promised land, they were not the same people who left Egypt, because they gave birth to them on the road, when they were traveling. Now God kept certain countries, certain nations, for them to fight them. He kept those nations purposely, so that he would bring them on the ways of the Israelites, so that they fight, so that they know how to fight. Praise the Lord. So if somebody told you that as a Christian, no, you don't engage in battles, it's a lie. Praise the Lord. These are nations that were kept by God. There are certain trouble you go through as a Christian, no amount of prayer will change them. So now, at any point when God wants to glorify himself in your life, when he takes you through a little storm, then you back out. How can he glorify himself in your life? The Bible said the disciples, that is why the believer, I don't know, but sometimes I pray to God a kind of prayer that if there is something I can do that will prevent me from doing what he wants me to do, God should take that thing away. Praise the Lord. There are certain fights, listen, if we don't fight them, we make way for our children to fight them. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, be a good Christian. God wants us to fight. Do you know God? There are certain, listen to me, that is why I listen to people carefully. When they tell me, God told me to start this job. God told me. God gave me this job. There are people I've heard giving testimonies about what God gave to them, and later on they told me those things were demonic. How can you tell me that? Anything that doesn't draw you closer to God is not of God. Praise the Lord. Anything that you got that doesn't draw you closer to God is not of God. Anything of God will draw you closer to God. He will find a way to relate to you. This nation, they were kept. There are certain battles of your life, they have been kept not by the devil. It was kept by God for you. Praise the Lord. They listen. There are certain people, they can't sit in the... There are certain people who couldn't sit in this ministry when we had no instrumentalists. They couldn't sit here. That is why you must be very careful when you are working with somebody. We don't work with somebody based on what they have now, but what they carry tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why there are certain things you can't see until you are prayerful. No amount of I love God can get it for you. Praise the Lord. There are certain things you can't. If your wife should get up early in the morning and tell you, I love you, and doesn't cook for you, I love you, doesn't do this, I love, would you believe that love? No. Praise the Lord. There are certain things we go through in life. God gives us that opportunity to what? To gather more muscles. Praise the Lord. He said those nations were kept. And I know you know the scripture. We say that if the Lord does not watch over the city, the watchmen watch in vain. It means that this one, nobody can take it from God. They are designed for you with your name tag on it. Hallelujah. So when you are good, and you cannot be sensitive, you cannot know the will of God if you don't have a relationship with God. Your relationship with God must be continuous. And that is why yesterday we decided to do the normal thing we do. We went to the music rehearsal. When we went to the instrumental rehearsal, we had our kick out, we had our drink ready. We intentionally placed it in front of the children, the youth there. Immediately they grab it like the way they used to grab it. And I said to myself, I will not remind them we're fasting. I will not. Because they will get to know I'm fasting. It means I'm a hypocrite. But today, I'm saying it. They took the Kit Kat and the drink and ate it so fast. I see there was no fasting going on. I was watching them. Praise the Lord. Listen, there are certain things your father cannot fight for you about them. That is why you must massacre yourself with some level of intensity of prayer. And when you pray, there are some things you see that you can't see before. You can't lie to you. You don't know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 8. I'm finishing right now. Luke chapter 8. I want you to know that you know God. It is something that nobody can take away from you. The knowing of God. You know him for yourself. It is not 2x4. You know him. You saw him when he called you. You are convinced you are born again. And you are growing. Praise the Lord. This year, whatever cripples you not to grow, you shall grow. Your amen is paralyzed. Say amen properly. The Bible said in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 5 to 15, the story is there. The Bible said that a sower went to sow. Who went to sow? A sower. And we know from the explanation Jesus gave, it means that the sower was God. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. There are certain things God will place in your hand. It doesn't matter. Listen, the Bible said the sower went to sow. We were told specifically, and it was clearly written, that we were not told that there were differences in the seed. We were told a sower went to sow. It was a seed. A seed, one seed, one nation, one country, one currency. But the Bible said it was given to the people according to their what? Abilities. So if you want to move forward in life, it is based on you. It's not anybody, it is you. We all got born by the same mother, the same father, but our behavior is different. Your blessing is not determined by God. It is determined by you. Praise the Lord. If you identify what God is saying and you are aligned with it, that is why God calls himself a father. When you know the desires of your father and you do it, your father will love you. Praise the Lord. He said what? The Bible said the sower went to sow. He placed the same thing in the soil. But how fertile you are determines whether you grow or not. There are some of us, the opportunity Bill Gates got, we got the same opportunity. Some of us, the opportunities some of us got were even bigger than Bill Gates. I'm telling you the truth. But the problem is that if you can listen, this is spiritual, listen. If you can sacrifice and obey God, your Isaac will have rest. If you can obey God like Abraham obeyed God, in spite of the difficulties that went with the voice of God, Isaac rejoiced. There were certain things that Isaac was deprived, was not encountering because of Abraham. Praise the Lord. God can place good things in your hands. You don't even see it as good. The Bible said that Jesus asked a question and said, is there any bread, any fish around, any food around? And the Bible said that they brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Some people had the same food, the same 5. They had it in their hands and they said it was not possible. It is not enough. And the same thing was placed in Jesus' hand. He said it's enough. And it was enough. There are opportunities that have come your way, but because of your fleshly way of thinking, your carnal mind, you didn't see the value in them. There are some things you can't see until you are spiritual. Hallelujah. God just told me something. Look at me. Give me a high five here. Look at me. You know when Elijah went to pray on the mountain for rain to rain? Were you thinking that when he prayed, then the cloud came there? The cloud didn't come there because he prayed. The cloud was there already, but he saw the cloud after he prayed. The Bible said that God took Abraham on top of the mountain. He said, Abraham, look, as far as your eyes can see, I've given it to you. Deuteronomy 29:29 said that the things that have been revealed to us belong to us. And it is ours. What you can't see, you can't walk into it. That is why when the ministry was going down, I could see some things and people could see some things beyond what was happening here. And that was what empowered us to continue. He said, we walk not by sight, we walk by faith. It is the substance, they are substance. You can't see. When Abraham, listen, when Elijah prayed, God just told me. He said the cloud was there already, but when he saw it, what you can't see, you can't possess. Hallelujah. What are you seeing? The Bible said that man could not sin until he saw that which he... What the Bible said, when she looked at the fruit, it became something it was not before. What are you seeing? Praise the Lord. Certain prayer would change your radical wife, your radical husband. Prayer would change them. Prayer would change them. If there is a devil in them, there is a God in you. Praise the Lord. A lady said that my father is committed to an occultic something. I said, hey, aren't you also connected to somebody? I said, what prayer cannot do? What will do it? More prayer can do it. Give your neighbor a high five and say, be serious with God. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. I want you to understand there is much more that belong to us that we can see. I shared a revelation with some people. There are things that when you begin to pray, you begin to see them. I told you last week I'll borrow your 10 minutes, didn't I? Yeah, I'll pay you next week. But I'll borrow another one today. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. He said, arise ye up, take your journey, pass over the river Ammon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon, the Amorite, king of Ashbon, and his land. Begin to all, possess it, and contend with him in battle. Hallelujah. I don't like the kind of Christians where if something is difficult, me, I leave it. I don't touch it. You know, so just leave it. The only things I leave are the things God told me they are not mine. But if God tells me it is mine, I fight for it. Praise the Lord. I remember when I was writing a paper in the UK, I wrote it about 8 times. I wrote the first one, they failed me. And I convinced myself, maybe God doesn't want me to pass. It was under serious fasting and prayer. I was fasting, my wife was fasting. When the second result came in, she was lying in bed fasting, waiting for me. There are certain things you fast and pray and you do them, and you fast and pray and wait for them to come. Praise the Lord. And I came to report back and say, did you? I said, no, second. I went again. They failed me. Three. The third time I wrote it, they said I was left with 2 marks to pass. So I went for remarking. They gave me one. They said, we'll still fail you. They failed me. 1 mark. I convinced myself, maybe God knows that if I pass, I might not do the ministry. So I, said, right. And I gave up. Then a man of God called me. We tried many things. Talked to many people. High-level people. It didn't work. It didn't work. And this pastor said to me, listen, if you get this, it will do that. So I gave myself, I said, yes, I will take it again. Some of you, the things you have lost, it's not because they are not for you. It's because you allow them to go. I got up and I prayed and I studied and I prayed. There were some of the times that I went to, I wrote that paper. We were supposed to go to Copperfield. So I came to church. After church, I went to Copperfield. And it was a hard work. Then I sat behind something. I thought I would finish like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. To say like 4 hours or 3 hours. Then before I realized, the whole thing crumbled into my head. Within 30 minutes, pa, it was in my head. I said, wow, I finished. Then I went to sit in the lounge and started watching telly. I went to write that exam. Oh, I went to write that exam. When the result came in, oh, God is good. Immediately, I got that result like this. If I had not gotten that result at the time I got it, it means my teaching career would be really shaking. Because the school I was in was shutting down. They were selecting teachers to stay behind. They would have fired me on that note. But the time I got the qualification was the same time their eyes was open. That was the same time the class I taught the year before got the best result. And it was like, you are one of the good teachers. We will keep you. And after that encounter, say that encounter. There were times I told people I come from Ramsgate. They said, how can you travel all the way from Ramsgate and come to work in Folkestone? For your surprise, when the heavens was open on me after I finished, the gift they gave to me from the school, I couldn't believe it. Immediately that exam was over, the rest of the doors started opening. There are certain difficulties you are going through in life. All you need to do is focus on that battle and fight it well. Immediately that door is open, the rest of the doors will be open to you. The Bible said what? He said, I have given the land to you. I thought when God gives you something, he's giving to you. Yes, he's giving to you. He said, possess it. Not only are you possessing it, which means that you go, you just take it. No, he said, contend with him. Contend with what? With him. There are some things you refuse to contend with because you allow the devil to take over. Tonight, today, you will contend for it. Stand on your feet. Talabados.